Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve, you'll find me with love like me. I'll be home for Christmas if only my dream.
Thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and you just had the pleasure of listening to I'll Be Home for Christmas by Steve Tyrell from the album This Time of the Year. And you know, it's so exciting. It's the holiday season, and we're gearing up for the end of the year, but we never want to forget that Jesus is the reason for the season, that it's all about love and about giving and understanding. So tonight, our show, we're going to talk about coaching and the process of coaching. But first, I want to say happy holidays, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And if you would like to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. Or you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And that's issuesconcerningwomen.com. We are just so excited to be with you on tonight. The Thursday after Thanksgiving, so I hope everybody had a wonderful Turkey Day and you're back to work now and getting ready for the holiday season. Now, Issues Concerning Women is a program about real women's issues women are facing today. We have a love to inspire, to empower, mentor, and encourage, and that's what this program is all about. Our goal is to penetrate the thought process and transcribe the spirit side of certain issues. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long-term and their short-term goals of home ownership, finance, business, and life skills. ICW provides advocacy and services to infuse and to stabilize families and to foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice for those that will otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was developed to empower all women to take charge of their lives, to become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. And tonight our program is on coaching and understanding coaching. Coaching helps us bring out the potential in others, and especially in our staffs. And if we're business owners or you're in a management position, these tips tonight will definitely help you in the coaching process. We use it to deal with immediate problems as a constructive way to interact with your staff and your employers, and as an aid to their long-term development. So what we want to do when we're in the coaching process is to use the skills of others to develop their talents, to develop our teams. And we have to remember that coaching is the art of improving the performance of others. Managers and business owners who encourage their teams to learn from them and be challenged by their work. Coaching creates the conditions for continuous development by helping others to define and achieve goals. Now, I was watching the program earlier tonight. It was on TVN, I believe. And the gentleman there, and I can't remember his name, but he was a coach, a life coach, and a business coach. And the one thing that he said that rings true in any profession is you can be anything you want to be, of course, but that whatever people come to you about, that's what you're good at, and that's your passion. If you're really good at it, you become happy about it. You light up when the subject comes up. When somebody calls you on the phone, you get excited and you want to just help them. That's how I feel about coaching. You know, I want, when people call me and ask me about questions and concerns that they have for what's going on in their business or in their personal life and on their jobs, I tend to light up because I want to help them. I want them to reach their full potential in everything that they do. So his analogy of coaching was in his analogy of passion and a career for those who haven't figured out what they need to do yet was right on point. So that's the key point. Whatever people call you about and talk to you about, and they're always calling you, if you're the best cookie maker in town, they're going to be calling you for your cookie recipe or how do you you make your cookies and how much sugar you're supposed to put in the flour, and they want to know all the ingredients. Maybe you need to think about getting in the cookie business. You know, that's just a perfect example. But it could be any field. It really doesn't matter what people come to you about, they need help with, and if you're good in that area, you could be a coach in that particular area. All right, how coaching works. The coaching process closes the gap between an individual or team, presents level of performance, and the desired one. This can happen within a single coaching session or over a long cycle of sessions. As a coach, you will help develop your employees, your business partners, your team by a multiple assessing of performance, a discussion of present situations, defining an achievable goal, exploring new intuitions, and supporting a coachee in their plan of action. So if you want to be a coach and you're not sure what area you should go in, just remember what I just said. What do people call you about? What do they want to talk to you about? What do you know that others feel that is a plug of information? And then you need to set up your coaching process. Of course, there are some other things you need to do. You need to research your field, see if something that this is what you really want to do. But you'll know if you have a passion for something, you'll know that you have it and you'll be ready to go. And anyway, you can call me anytime. I'm here to help you to reach your full potential, because that's what we do at Issues Concerning Women. Coaching refers both to the specific interaction skills used both in everyday situations and in more structured meetings and the encouragement of long-term learning. Now, what goes along with coaching? Of course, there are some qualities that you must have. You must be a good listener. You must be able to ask searching questions. You must be able to probe into the real in-depth meaning of the problem. You must be able to give constructive criticism and feedback, and you must be ready to generate creative ideas. So if you are going to coach someone, then these are the things that you have to do. And there's certain goals and certain things that you must possess before you'll be able to coach someone else. The coaching process is an unending process. Each new achievement forms a platform for the next challenge. However, for any single coaching goal, there is a cycle of six basic stages from goal to completion. First, the coach and the employer or employee agree what the terms of the coaching are. Second, they discuss the present position. Third, they explore the available options. And fourth, they identify and commit to a course of action. These steps can often be completed in a single coaching session. The coachee then implements the agreed action with the support of the coach and with a view to permanently raising performance levels. In the final stage, the coach and the coachee hold the next coaching session and consider what has been learned and how to build on this knowledge. So this seems like a pretty fair process. So structuring the coaching. So you want definition. You want to determine the performance goals. Then you want to analyze it. You want to understand the present reality, what is really going on in this situation. You want to have exploration to explore options to achieve goals. You want to take action. Say when tasks will be done, because you need to have a plan. You need to work it out. You need to write it down. You need to have a timeline. Next, you will be learning, and you must implement agreed actions. And then final, number six, you have to have feedback. You review the process at the next section. So these are our six things that you must do: definition, analyze, exploration, action, learning, and then feedback. Coaching fundamentals. Now, a few points to remember. A team with a positive attitude is more able to face new challenges. Two, a good coach encourages team members to discuss their ideas. And three, staff and team members should have the necessary resources to achieve their goals. We must be encouraging to our staff and our team to come to their own conclusions. And this is one of the key points that makes a good coach. Use the final stage of coaching, the coaching cycle, to initiate the next cycle by defining the next achievable goal. So when we're in a coaching session, we want to make sure that at the end of our session, we will be ready to start at our next session right where we left off and have some goals that are going to be completed for our next assignment. Because this will definitely help the coachee and the coach. Because we want to make sure that we'll be able to reach our desired goals within a limited amount of time. Because we know that coaching is a business. It takes time, that we do get paid for this. We can no longer do it free anymore. I used to be the freebie. You know, just call me and I will do, you know, I'll help you do anything you want to do. And then I was praying and now I was asking God, you know, Lord, how much am I supposed to charge? What am I supposed to do? You know, am I really supposed to be doing this coaching thing? So it kind of, you know, and he didn't speak to me in the audible voice or nothing, you know, start ringing or not. I didn't get an answer right away. But what I had to do was go within myself and realize the value of me as a coach and giving the information that I give to my coachee or to my mentee, that I had a valuable gift to offer, and that with any coaching job that you do, you deserve to be paid top dollar. So So as coaches, we have to remember that. And that's the one thing that I think we all struggle with, especially women in business. How much do I charge? Because we never want to overcharge, but we never want to not pay ourselves enough that we don't feel fulfilled in the process, that we're spending a lot of time with you, nurturing you, getting the things ready for you, having the sessions with you, and then we go home and we feel like the session was good, but we didn't achieve one of our goals, which is financial independence. So that's another thing that we have to realize as women in business. We have to be women about our business. Yes, we want to understand coaching. Yes, we want to be a coach. Yes, we want to move the team forward and set all the goals. But the one key thing that I want to throw in right here, right now, is that you deserve to be paid top dollar for your coaching skills. Next, we want to talk about why do we coach. By coaching, entrepreneurs, managers release their own time, improve their performance on their teams, and enhance the productivity of their organizations. Coach and delegate more and supervise less to boost productivity and help team members fulfill their potential. So when we're coaching, we're going to set the guidelines for you, but it's certain things that you have to do if you're going to be the coachee. There's certain things that we have to do because we're investing in people in the short term and reap the benefits in the long term. So what are the benefits, you might ask? We are helping you to develop whatever skills you need to have developed. We are helping you find your potential, bring out the potential in you, and helping others to move upward and onward in their responsibility. Because a lot of times we don't know how to delegate, and that's one of the things that we must do. We must hand over more responsibility. And, of course, we have to have trust to do that. And once trust is established, and then we have to motivate the skills and get those increased to where they should be, and you take the time to spend with your coachee, especially when you are getting paid to coach them. So we want to invest in our people. We want to handle more responsibility because that makes our job easier, and plus we get them involved. We need to establish that trust between the two parties or the team. We must increase the skills, and then we must take the time to do coaching. We just can't give them things, delegate, and then run away from it. No, we must be totally involved. And when we say delegating more, entrepreneurs and managers with their eye on future success use coaching to develop skills and positive attitudes in their team and in their staff. It takes effort to maintain performance, let alone improve it, so be prepared to invest time in people's development. Once you have confidence in your staff skills and have developed a good relationship built on trust, you can begin to delegate some of your responsibility to them. Upward spiral of responsibility. Investing time in improving the skill and confidence of your staff or team leads to an upward spiral of events. When you can delegate projects and get on with focusing on long-term managerial issues, your life will be a whole lot easier. You know, it is just, I love when I see my person that I'm working with blossom, you know, whether I'm their coachee or a mentee, and I'm going through them with them with the process, and I see they come in, and they're a little taken aback because they probably don't want to hear a boring speech from a coach, you know. But they're open to it because obviously they're there. And once they get to know me and I get to know them and their trust level begins to rise, I actually see their eyes light up when they come into the session. They're ready for the next challenge, and that's what we want to do. We want to develop those skills once they trust us and get that trust level up. And then especially if they're working for us, and we're coaching them in our business, and we're grooming them, getting them ready so that they can go out and be a consultant or whatever our business is. For me, that would be an associate that would also consult. So I would have to have them up to par where I actually could give them more work to do so that I can do more of the other things that I do in within the business. So, of course, we want to be supervising less and developing the staff more and the associates more. And they will be unable to cope with the responsibilities you want to give them if you don't develop certain skills. Coaching provides a solution. Coach your staff and your team to accept their own responsibilities. This eases some of the pressure on you so that you can focus on your own long-term responsibilities. In the meantime, your staff or your team are achieving greater job satisfaction because they are allowed to make their own decisions and achieve independence. Now, this pretty much applies to when you're training within your own core team. So if you're the owner of a company or top management level in the organization and you're mentoring and coaching to your staff and your team, this is where you're going to be supervising less. Now, on the other hand, if the coaching situation is different and you're helping another company or another organization to develop their skills, of course, you would not be in the same role. You would be in a totally different role as a coach. You would be there to help their company to grow. You would still do some of the same principles that we just talked about, but, of course, you wouldn't be in the supervisory position because they already have their supervisors in place. And then once you teach the upper management employees to do what we just talked about, then they'll be able to teach it to their people in their team and on their staff, and then that's where the supervising would, less would come in, and their teams and their groups will be able to work more independently on their own. So if you're hired as a coaching consultant, you would go into the business and do all these things. But if it's you're inside and it's you're teaching within your core group, then that's where you would be delegating more of the work to your teammates and having them do much more of the work. Now, the downward spiral of development, because we just talked about the upward spiral. The downward spiral, if you do not invest time in developing the skills of your staff or your team, you may need to supervise them to ensure work is done properly. This leads to long hours and stress for you and your staff, because you don't want to ever be stressed out when you are trying to develop a program or you're trying to grow your business. You want to have your team all on the same page with you. You want to have those higher achievers in the position where they'll be able to help you. You do not want to spend a lot of time coaching in areas that you think that they should be developing already. So because this is going to cause a problem, what is going to happen? The trust level is going to go down because we just talked about it going up. The workload is going to be higher because you're going to be working longer hours because nobody's going to be able to get it done because they don't trust you and they don't haven't learned the responsibility key yet. And then stress is going to increase. And then you can't delegate because they have not taken it upon themselves to learn what you have to offer them. So this may be the time when you bring in that outside coach to help you to develop your team and to help them to reach that level of the upward spiral of responsibility. If you just tuned in, this is Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. I'm on every Thursday night at 8:30, and I always look forward to hearing from you and reading your comments online. And you can always go to Issues Concerning Women at Blog Talk Radio, and you can log in and log on, and I'll be able to know that you're there. And we'll be able to answer your questions. Or if you want to email me a question, you can email me at cinedesign@aol.com. If you go online, you can go into the live chat room, and then we can find your questions there. Our program is all about women, empowering them, and helping them reach their full potential. Tonight, we are talking about coaching. and how it is so important that we know the guidelines for coaching, that we know when we should coach and when we should pull back, when we should delegate, when we should move on that upward spiral in our training process, and when the downward spiral is going to happen because of no development. So it's a wonderful conversation about coaching. So if you have questions, please email me at cinedesignall.com, or you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Now, before we go, we only have about 5 minutes left in the program. We want to talk about bringing out the potential. Use coaching to achieve increased productivity. Use coaching to identify, encourage, and to build on your team's existing strengths and skills. Asking searching questions and giving constructive feedback will encourage your staff to become more aware of their strengths and their weaknesses. Help them to build on their strengths and to develop new skills so that they can take on new challenges. Coach them to learn from both their successes and their mistakes. As their confidence and confidence improves, their self-esteem grows, and they will take more initiative in meeting agreed goals. They will be more increasingly helpful. They'll be able to express their potential to the full, and your whole team and your whole group will benefit from this. Again, we talk about using coaching to achieve increased productivity. That's something that can be done. It's not, doesn't take a whole lot to get this done, but your team has to want to do it. They have to be on the same page. The coachee takes a confident role in the team, and the team benefits from their shared strengths, because in each team, there are different strengths and different weaknesses. The team needs, we have to always look at that. Do they need mutual support? Do they need increased skills? Do they need job fulfillment? Do they need more time to achieve results? Do they need to be more focused on projects? What is it that they need? Because, first of all, you have to figure this out as a coach. And the coach benefits from an efficient team. The team benefits from the efficient manager or coach and focusing on long-term development. So it's all like a little cycle. So if everybody is doing their job, everything will go very smoothly. But, of course, we all have to be on the same page, and we must increase fulfillment by delegating responsibility for the whole projects. And, again, this is when you're working within your core group. You're right there with them every day. You're their coach. They're your coachees, and they're your mentees, and you're there to help them. And, of course, every company is different, but certain things you want to do and don't do. First, you do make coaching one of your most important priorities. Two, you do develop staff and employers and employees by delegating tasks that stretch their abilities. Third, you do tell staff how coaching works. Some of the things you don't do. Don't delay coaching until there is nothing better to do. Don't just delegate the activities you would prefer not to do. Don't be afraid to take time coaching. We are almost out of time. We have like 1 minute left. I hope you thoroughly enjoy the show tonight. I look forward to being back with you again next Thursday. So please just tune into the show. Tell everybody about it. We are just so excited to have you, those that are on the switchboard. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. Enjoy the beginning of the holiday season. It is just so wonderful. I love what I do. If you need to call me now, it's 757-567-6734. Enjoy your week, and I'll be back next Thursday night to talk to you more about issues concerning women. God bless you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.